Good evening, everybody. I'm going to call to order the Smyrna School District Board of Education meeting for Wednesday, February 19th, 2025. We will begin with the Pledge of Allegiance led by Mr. Stoos.
Pledge of Allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
So our first point of business is changes to the agenda. Do we have any?
No.
Moving on to administrative reports, we'll begin with the principal's report.
Good evening, everyone. I have some wonderful presentations for you that are going to be done by some of our students. The first one is going to be by Kylie Huff and Max Battaglia.
Hello, I'm Kylie Huff, and this is our experience in Educators Rising. How we started. I've always wanted to be a teacher. So when I went into seventh grade, I was so excited to see that there was an Rising Club. I joined and started to plan a book with a friend, but she left the club. I wanted to write a book and was disappointed to do it alone. When I told Max what happened, he decided to join the club with me. After joining the club, I realized how awesome Ed Rising is and inspired me to become a teacher too. We then wrote and illustrated the book together, working hard to make it the best book possible. Why we chose to write about this? The Goose That Didn't Fit In is a short story about a goose named Jonah migrating with his mom from Canada to Mexico. Jonah doesn't understand or speak Spanish and has a hard time making friends. We know that many students have gone through similar problems. We wanted to let them know that if you try really hard, you can overcome anything. We also hope to show that just because someone doesn't understand a language doesn't mean they aren't smart. Students should help them instead of bullying them. State competition. When we competed at states last year, we were the only middle school group, but that didn't stop us. We were so nervous, anxious, and worried about our book and presentation. When we read to the three judges, they seemed really impressed. At the award ceremony, we couldn't believe it when our names were announced for gold. We walked up to the front to get a trophy and medal. Reading to all the elementary schools. Me and Max went around to all the elementary schools in the district to read our book. Before we read to them, we had asked them to look out for things or ask questions. At the end, we would ask them questions about why the goose was sad or something like that. We asked a lot of questions, and then we asked them. I think the most question they asked us was, "Did you guys really write this book?" They were all like so surprised and couldn't believe that we just wrote this book just being in seventh grade.
At National. Thanks to the book tour, it really helped us be more confident in presenting our book to the judges. We placed fifth nationally in the K-3 literature category. In addition to competing, we were able to attend several teaching sessions. We also explored Washington, D.C., visiting the Washington Monument and the Lincoln Memorial.
How we published our book. After receiving feedback from nationals, we made adjustments to the book. Our parents helped us publish it on Amazon. We have sold over 100 copies. We are using the money we earned from book sales to go to the state competition next month and for any future trips or competitions.
Now we're writing our next book. We just submitted our next book, My New Wind, for state competition. This is about a caterpillar worried about becoming a butterfly. Luckily, he has his friends and family to help him along his journey. We are so thankful that Smyrna Middle School has so many clubs, especially Educators Rising.
We are so proud of you guys. Special thanks to Mrs. Hall, their teacher, for all the work that she did with them to get them to this competition. Next, we have a presentation from Gabe Carroll.
My name is Gabriel Carroll. I'm currently an eighth grader at the Smyrna Middle School. And so we're the Smyrna Middle School Business Professionals of America chapter president. Last year, my journey in BPA began when I was looking for a new club to join that aligned my skill set and my interests. And once I found out that BPA was the correct club for me, I decided to meet with some advisors and learn more about the organization as a whole and decide what competition I wanted to compete in at the state leadership. There are various different options, such as visual design team, website design team, video game design team, but I decided to choose the human resource exploration event. In order to prepare for this event, I had to host multiple different practice interviews with family advisors in order to enhance my interviewing skills and find the best techniques in various different questions. The requirement for this, also I had to write a cover letter explaining why I was the best candidate to the job shadow, the software engineer position at the mock company. And now to move to the state leadership side of things, I was judged by a panel of women judges, and I was rated based off my ability to answer various different questions, how well I asked relevant questions at the end of the interview, my professional appearance, and much more. I was blessed to receive first place in the state of Delaware for this event, but that wasn't the only great thing about the state leadership conference. I've also gained knowledge in business leadership, developed skills in effective communication, and advanced my networking abilities with others. Now to move on to the J.P. Morgan Chase Invitational event. Due to my placement at the States, I, along with many other students, were invited to the J.P. Morgan Chase Invitational event. Because of our placements, I was able to explore the facility and learn about various different positions, you know, technology positions, STEM positions, and such. I also was able to gain a great insight into the operations of the company. It was an overall amazing experience. I was able to make with key J.P. Morgan Chase leaders and key state leaders for the EPA. Now for the 2024 National Leadership Conference. It was held in Chicago, Illinois. I competed among 6,500 students from various different states and multiple backgrounds. I was not only able to represent Delaware at the National Leadership Conference, but also I was able to represent Smyrna Middle School. Now to move to my competition side of things, for the business fundamental concepts, I was able to rank 11th, and for the business communication skills concepts, I was able to rank 29th. This experience involved showcasing Delaware pride, skills, and knowledge. And I have to say one of my favorite parts about this was being able to watch a panel of key J.P. Morgan Chase C-suite executives along with multiple business owners. Now to move to this year's State Leadership Conference, which was just held this month, I decided to continue my competition in the Human Resource Exploration event. I was able to place first place in the state again, once again, which means that I will be representing Delaware at the National Leadership Conference this year in Orlando, Florida. I'm continuing to work hard in order to reach my goal of becoming the national champion in the human resource exploration. Now, my thank you to you all. I'd like to thank you all, stakeholders, you know, family, advisors, teachers, judges, and Smyrna School District as a whole. My opportunities wouldn't have been made without you guys, like that support and help. And I would really like to thank you for that.
We're really proud of Gabe as well. CTE here at the middle school is just growing. I mean, all three of these students were seventh graders when they did all of these accolades, and now they're moving into eighth graders doing the same things. Just really great programs, really amazing teachers. I have to shout out Gabe's teachers as well. Miss Ariella Mondo did a lot with this, as well as Lisa Papanetti and Zane Ali. And now, under the direction of Blaine Salerni, you will get to hear our jazz band.
Mr. Blaine Solarity. I'm sorry, excuse my voice. I'm losing my voice, so try to bear with me here. In front of you here is our middle school jazz band. But before we play, I do want to shout out a few students. We had six students making it to junior all-state band, which is the most amount of students that any middle school sent to junior all-state band this year. So if you ask me, we're the best middle school band in Delaware.
Wow.
We have great. Yeah. I do want to recognize those students if I can. Elias Bayless, Harley Decker, Veda Ipnar, Alina Roy, Joey Hall, and Gail August. Those six students. Yeah, you want to those six students went through very vigorous repertoire, very hard audition process, and made it into the best middle school band in the state of Delaware. So and this band in front of me is new to us, new to our school. Thanks to the efforts of Mrs. Smeltzer and our admin team, we now have a jazz band as a class, which as a middle school band is not very typical. It's usually something that's held after school once a week. But because they're able to meet every other day for an hour and a half, these kids can really play. And you're about to find out in a second. So they're going to play. So I have to apologize to you too. Our drummer wasn't able to show up. So I'm going to play some very mediocre drums, but just don't pay attention to me. Pay attention to me. All right, we're going to play a song by Chicago. It's called 25 or 6 to 4.
privilege to have these kiddos, but also to have the staff that I have that can help these students perform the way they do. It is just unbelievable all that they do. Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you. The students are always the highlight of our evening. And now, would you like to follow that?
No, I don't.
So it has been an incredibly eventful month in the Smyrna School District. We have done many great things, but I am going to take the opportunity to present to you all in public and the school board the referendum presentation, because we have to continue to support our students, the students that you saw here tonight. And unfortunately, that means we have to ask for an additional tax levy in the referendum. So I'm going to give you some highlights tonight about this. So we are asking you on March 15th to vote for their future. So the future of our kids that you see here today, the kids that you see at our board meetings when many of our principals highlight the students, because that's why we're here. Our operating referendum will take place on March 15th at I Love the Smyrna School District Day. And right here where you sit tonight is one of the polling places. I want to thank all of the administrators, the staff, the board members, the Smyrna Educators Association, and all of the community members that have helped get us to where we are today. We are really looking forward to this process. We are looking forward to winning on March 15th. We do what's best for kids here in the Smyrna School District. They're not my kids or your kids, they're our kids. We need to do what's best for them. All right. Just to give you an update on the construction projects that we have going on in the district today, we have three capital projects: North Smyrna Elementary School, Clayton Intermediate School, are both now under construction. If you go out to those sites, you can see the bricks and mortar, all of the steel going up, people working daily. Those two projects will open in fall of 2026. And the new intermediate school, a lot of questions about where we are in that process. Buying a house takes a lot of time, right? All that paperwork you have. And then finally, the studs start going up. Well, we are in the paperwork phase. We're still there. We're in the regulatory pathway right now, but we are green light go on a lot of ways, and we are still slated to open that school in fall of 27. So again, take a ride around. You'll be able to see what we've been up to. All right, so we have two types of referendums, and school districts across the state and even some across the nation have to ask for their taxpayers to support the school districts. Delaware is not unique. Smyrna is certainly not unique. We have a social media campaign on our Facebook page. Please go ahead and follow that. The campaign is called Did You Know? And we're trying to answer some questions that we've had in the community about referendums, why we're doing this. We actually had a referendum last March to add to the capital projects, inflationary costs, as well as an operating budget increase. We were not successful. So in June, we went back out and we asked for that additional capital project cost, that inflationary money, and you said yes. Not by much, but you said yes, and that's all it takes. So we are back again, because you see, when we asked you for operating cost money in March of 2024, we didn't get it, and we still need it. It didn't go away. Those needs did not go away, so here we are. We are asking for $5.4 million. The Kent County assessment of properties has been completed. Newcastle County letters, we know, we've heard, have been mailed. but that information is not been certified. So our numbers are based on the June 2024 numbers. So I just want to make that clear to you. The average home in the Smyrna School District is an assessed value of $300,000, which would result in an increase of your taxes of $23 a month. So that's $23 a month to give the Smyrna School District $5.4 million to make sure we can offer these opportunities to our kids. This slide gives you a breakdown of the assessed values of homes in the Kent and Newcastle County areas. And you can see that on average, a $300,000 home right in the middle of this tax chart, your yearly tax increase will be $277. And that is $23 a month. If your home is valued at $400,000, you'd be paying $31 a month. If your home is valued at $200,000, it would be $15 a month. So this is an additional tax levy that you would need to vote for to provide the district with $5.4 million. And what are we asking for in this $5.4 million? We're asking for you to help us fill 40 open positions for teachers in our schools. We've had 40 plus open positions last year. This year we have 40. We anticipate more because there is a nationwide teacher shortage and we just frankly cannot compete with neighboring districts. We do not have the funds that other districts have because they passed a referendum. We are asking to support our staff, the foundation of who we are, the people who come here because they love your kids. We're asking for safety. We're asking for the opportunity to provide constables in schools. We're asking for money to provide equipment that will allow us to keep our kids safe and our community safe when they visit our schools. We're asking for the new middle school, Clayton Intermediate School, that will become a middle school. We're asking for the opportunity to provide them with the same activities that Mrs. Smeltzer and her staff are able to provide here, because that's why we're building a new middle school, because we have over 1,000 kids who want the same opportunities. They all want the opportunity, but we can't provide that at this time. So we need you to help us get there. We need to continue to offer technology to our students. We are preparing them for the next generation. Their generation of work doesn't even exist without technology. And regardless of how we feel about phones and their faces in them and all that stuff, they need them and they need to know how to use it. So we want to continue to keep our promise of one device to one student. And we have programs and operations that require additional funding, just like your house and my house and everyone's house in our community. We wouldn't be asking for the support if we didn't need it. I don't know if you heard, but we have a very, very important need that we need to fulfill, and that is getting our band. These students, the students that you heard tonight, are going to be on our football field and at the next parade at I Love Smyrna Day, playing for our community, bringing spirit like I've never seen, but they need new uniforms. They need to look as good as they sound, and they have earned it. They deserve it. So we need to provide that. This is a breakdown of the spending of that $5.4 million. We have 56% of the total of $5.4 million going towards our staff. And you may ask, wow, why? Why would we do that? Because when you care about something, when something is the foundation of who you are as a district, when some people bring love to our kids every single day, you must invest. You must invest in them. You must keep them here. You must bring new people to be part of our Smyrna family. So, unfortunately, in the world we live, sometimes you have to spend money to make money. And we did talk to some community realtors who have firsthand knowledge of what people are looking for in their communities. When people come to Smyrna, and look at homes that are existing, even, or new, and they say, what is the school district like? The school district is one of the most important things to families. When they are trying to find a place to live and call home, the school district is what brings value to the home that you're selling or buying. And we appreciate their support. When schools succeed, communities thrive. Well-funded schools not only enrich our children's future, but increase property values, making it a smart choice for homeowners and potential buyers alike. And as a realtor, I can tell you great schools equal great value. Investing in education directly impacts property values, making your home not just a place to live, but a sound investment. And that is from the mouths of the experts. All right, so we ask you, in summary, to ask the questions to us, the people who know, because there is a lot of false narrative out there. There is a lot of rumors. There are many a lot of conjecture about funding schools and why are we asking for more again. But I can tell you that we are a highly regulated state entity, that we are audited internally and externally, that we are managed by a school board, these people sitting in front of you who are community members just like you, who want the best for our kids. They are asking for you to vote for what is best for our kids. We need to recruit and retain talented teachers, enhance school safety, support current and future programs and extracurricular activities, improve instructional technology for students to keep the promise of one device for one child, and support rising operational costs with your vote for on March 15th. And here is the information that you all need. We have 5 polling places this year: Smyrna Elementary, Smyrna Middle School, right here in this room, Clayton Intermediate, Sunnyside Elementary, and the Kenton Burton Club. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. This is I Love the Smyrna School District Day. You have to vote for love. You must be a citizen of the United States and Delaware, live in the Smyrna School District, and be 18 years of age. You do not have to be a registered voter, and you do not have to own property. Absentee ballot information, disabled veteran information, as well as senior tax credit information are all on our website. Please go look for that information. It is important that we vote for it on March 15th. And though we are in a board meeting right now and you may have questions, we are going to ask you to send your questions to any of these forms of communication. So you can give our office a call. You can email us at smyrnacoms@smyrna.k12.edu.us. And there's also a portal on our website where you can ask questions. And there are many of us who are on those emails and available to answer those questions. And we want to be able to give you the information that you seek. So again, March 15th, we need to vote for our kids. Thank you.
Do we have any questions or comments about any of the other reports that have been submitted? Okay. Then we have the student board member report.
The Smyrna High School hosted the 8th grade Twilight Night on January 23rd, 2025 and had 319 students and parents in attendance to learn about the pathways, student clubs, and organizations and opportunities that the high school has to offer. The event was organized by freshman counselor Mr. Burton and featured CTE and related arts pathway teachers sharing information about their courses and auditorium. Mr. Davis hosted staff from the Delaware Department of Transportation for upperclassmen at Smyrna High that were interested in a career with the state of Delaware on January 30th, 2025. And Smyrna High School CTE College and Career Fair plans are well underway, and currently there are over 91 exhibitors registered to attend event on April 3rd. College, university, business, and industry representatives will be on hand to meet with students in CTE pathways, in addition to the junior and senior class. Regards to EdRiser, the state EdRiser competition would have been completed by now, but it has been moved to March 4th and 5th due to snow. Therefore, we once again send our well wishes and our confidence in their skills and talent. From the art department, we congratulate Sherry Lynn for receiving a gold key, the top award given for her artwork, and is currently displayed in the Delaware State University Art Gallery, and we move on to be judged at the national level in March. Naja George, Emma Edwards, and Nina Mitchell all received honorable mentions for this. And we also congratulate Jemiah Alexis for winning first place in the high school category in the Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month poster, a contest by the Domestic Violence Coordinated Council of Delaware. Her artwork was recognized on February 14th by Governor Meyer. For choir, this Friday, February 21st, in the Smyrna High School Auditorium, they will be hosting the Sweet Melodies performance. All are welcome to attend and enjoy the performances, and the treats will be on sale. Entrance is free, and donations are greatly appreciated. They will go directly to the SHS core program. This week is FFA week. So our FFA at the high school on Tuesday, they held their Ag Stakeholder Appreciation Breakfast and followed it with a roundtable discussion with legislators. Today, they set up an Ag Awareness table in the high school cafeteria. Tomorrow, they will hold their annual green hand ceremony, and Friday, they will be doing a teacher appreciation day. Also, right now, they were hosting their strawberry sale, which will end February 26th. If you would like to purchase some, please visit the FFA Facebook page. And they are also collecting canned goods already for the Bunny Hopper Hunger, which will be held the day before spring break. And lastly, from athletics, we're wrapping up the winter season right now and have both the boys and girls basketball teams to qualify for the BIAA basketball state tournament, with our girls currently in a top five seed position. Spring sports will begin on March 3rd with 12 teams competing. That is all.
Thank you very much. It's been a busy 6 weeks.
Yeah.
All right, we are moving on to special recognition, and we will start with the Smyrna Middle School students. Mm-hmm.
Hello. So we want to recognize the students that came up here tonight to wow us with their presentations, and also give them our certificate of congratulations from the school board. So first we will have Mr. Gabriel Carroll. First place in Delaware BPA Human Resources Exploration 2024 and first place Delaware BPA Human Resources Exploration 2025. And we have Maddox Battaglia. Maddox is a gold medal winner in children's literature K-3 and national conference fifth place in children's literature K-3, and his partner, Kylie Hopp. Kylie also won the gold medal in children's literature K-3 and the national conference fifth place in children's literature K-3. Congratulations. And now I have three all-state choir members or finalists or selectees, Danny Forsey, Jackson Hughes, and Aaron Johnson. Good And last but not least, our incredible band members, band players, also All-State band selectees, Elias Bayless, Beta Ipnar, Harley Decker, Joseph Hall, Elena Roy, and Guile August. Congratulations and thank you. Thank you, families, for coming to the celebration.
So the next item is our Smart Education Association Board of Education contract signing. I will sign as president.
If we can now welcome Mr. Chuck Welsh to the table. They're doing signing of our contract, and we appreciate the work that both committees did to get us to this point.
Congratulations. And finally, for recognitions tonight, we have the Building Behavioral Health Professionals of the Year. And Miss Judy's going to, do you want me
to read it? You can go ahead.
All right. Thank you everyone for coming tonight. So we have our Behavioral Support Professional of the Year awards from our school. So we're going to have you come up and receive your certificate and your flowers. And then we'll have an opportunity after everyone has been called up and the winner announced to come up and take pictures. All right. From Clayton Elementary School, we have Sarah Yatskovich. From North Smyrna Elementary School, Amy Brogan. Smyrna Elementary School, Michelle Bonsignor. Sunnyside Elementary School, Lindsay Caramali. From Clayton Intermediate School, Marcy Gomez. John Bassett Moore Intermediate School, Mark Degliabizi. Smyrna Middle School, Jennifer Scott. And last but not least, from Smyrna High School, Rosemary Tiger. Where's Mr. Salerni with the drum roll? And the winner of the Behavioral Support Professional of the Year for 2025 is Mrs. Rosemary Tiberi of Smyrna High School. was going to be your response. Somehow.
I don't think it is.
You don't. Not yet.
Yep.
Okay, so we're going to head into exec session, which for some of you come to board meetings takes a while. We're going to give you an opportunity to take some pictures, and we have Mr. Ross here to help with that, and families of our students. If you're still here, please come on up and take some pictures with your students. Thank you.
Madam President, I move that we go into executive session.
Okay.
Motion by Mr. Snow, second by Mr. Skuse to go to executive session. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Oh, yep. It does it quick sometimes. Keeps you on your toes.
All right, we'll call the meeting back in session at 7:38. And we will begin with formal public comment is next, but there is nobody signed up to make formal public comment. So we have no old business. We move into new business. Approval of the board minutes from February or from January.
Madam President, I move that we accept item 9.1 as submitted.
Second.
Got him.
With a motion to approve item 9.1 in a second. Are there any questions or comments? Hearing none, how do you vote? Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mr. Skuse?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Ms. Weber?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries. 9.2, approval of monthly financial reports.
Madam President, I move to approve item 9.2, monthly financial reports as submitted.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Skuse, second by Dr. Wilson to approve the monthly financial reports as submitted. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, Dr. Wilson, how do you vote?
Aye.
Mr. Skuse?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Ms. Weber?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. 9.3, student choice, school choice.
Yeah.
None? On either? Oh, on 9.3. 9.4, school choice for the 2025-2026 school year.
Madam President, I move that we accept item 9.4 as submitted.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Snow, second by Ms. Weber to approve 9.4 school choice for the 25-26 school year. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, Dr. Wilson, how do you vote?
Aye.
Mr. Skuse?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Ms. Weber?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries. 9.5, Smyrna Middle School Ed Rising National Conference.
Madam President, I move to approve item 9.5, Smyrna Middle School Ed Rising National Conference, and item 9.6, SHS Golf Team Conference and State Tournament Preparation Trip as submitted.
Motion by Mr. Skuse and a second by Dr. Wilson to approve items 9.5 and 9.6 as submitted. Any questions or comments? There are none. Dr. Wilson, how do you vote?
Aye.
Mr. Skuse?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mrs. Weber?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries. 9.7, school calendar, the first reading for the 2025-2026 school year.
Madam President, I move that we accept the school calendar submitted on 2025-2026, the first reading.
Second.
With a motion by Dr. Wilson, a second by Mr. Skuse to approve the first reading of the school calendar for the 2025-26 school year as submitted. Any questions or comments?
Yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead.
All right. We want to start at the beginning. Third week of August. I'm assuming the 22nd was supposed to be a red day. Was supposed to be red. Anybody else looking at this?
Is it red or professional learning day?
Or is it professional learning? It's blank. Okay. So we're going to have teachers come back for one day on the first week of school and one day on the last week of school and open the buildings up fully for those two single days for the week. Go ahead.
Because
right. So they're coming back on the 21st. And then at the very end of the year, they're coming back on a Monday.
Yeah.
So we got 2 weeks with one day.
Oh, you're talking about the bidding
in
this school.
It's a district shutdown day. It's the Monday through Thursday calendar. So the district would still be on their summer schedule on the 23rd.
Says us, right? So I mean, we can change that.
Mm-hmm. Maybe not for the summer. Let me check on
that. All right, check on that.
Let me check on that.
That's what the committee was following.
It just seems like a lot to open the building up for one day twice when we could put that one day at the end of the year or the day at the end of the year, at the beginning of the year, and try to consolidate, not have to open 8 buildings, you know.
I'll check on that.
Yeah, can we look into that? All right. Going to November. The para day being on Monday when most of the teacher conferences are versus Tuesday. Is there any thought to that? Like why? Oh, go ahead.
The way the contract reads, we propose 5 days. The committee had para representation and they picked the 5 days. Once the board approves the calendar, 3 of those 5 days would be voted on. So those were the dates that...
So the pairs chose those dates, essentially. Okay.
Those 5 days for the pairs to then vote on the 3. But right. There was pair representation on the committee.
Right, because just logistically, it would make more sense to me to do it on the Tuesday than it would on the, you know, Monday. Just with the higher traffic in the buildings on that day and everything else, I would think there'd be more use for them. And if they're one-on-one pairs meeting during like parent-teacher conferences, you know, being available during those times would be more important than on the slower day on Tuesday. All right. On December the 22nd and 23rd, I know everybody loves going, taking a 2-week break, but you could utilize those days, the 22nd and the 23rd, to not have the day at the beginning of the year and the day at the end of the year, another option. And then I think that was all I had on that until, like I said, the last day on the 15th of June, which again was a Monday coming back for just one day. I just seems like a lot to open the buildings for one day. Back in at last summer, we had the discussion when we ran into problems with when they were scheduling open houses that they were going to be on the calendar. So when we approved them, we would approve the open houses. So we need to get those added. And also we need to designate which 2 days per the new union contract would be the non-professional learning days at the beginning of the year, 2 days before open houses. So
if each of the departments, including SEA, to do the layout for what professional development would be, including the beginning of the year. But if you would like that added to the calendar, we can add
it. I think, like I said, we ran into some headaches last year at the last minute. I think that, I mean, the plan was, and I understand we had some different people in that conversation then, but the plan was that we would put those on the calendar when we did.
Like,
we just need to know what days or what schools, right? Like, so if...
Not for the open house. I'm sorry, for the, do you just want the 2 teacher days noted or do you want other days?
I would love it so that everybody knew going in what times was, you know, for professional development and what time was for, you know, other in-building activities, whatever they might have. I mean, I'd love to have that level of detail, yes. But we did say that we would let them know when we did the calendar for the contract what 2 days before school started were there to non-professional development allowed days. So at the bare minimum, we need to do that. Go ahead, Christopher.
Okay.
I know you're chomping at the bit.
No.
You kept giving me the eyeball.
Most of the questions there. So like I said, for the last couple of years, I would really like us to label the days. If they're different than professional development or professional learning days, I'd like to label them for what exactly they're going to be, right? So those 2 days that in the beginning of the year that are not going to be professional learning days are actually going to be ones that are dedicated to the educators being in the classroom. I think we should label them something like that. The ones that that we put in there for the marking periods that are the grading days for the marking periods, like they're not really going to be, they might be professional learning for the ones that, you know, on trimesters versus quarterly, right? They're going to have different ones there. So, but let's label it label it what it's actually going to be. So if they're grading days for that one, label it as grading days for these grades, and then you know, professional learning for the other ones kind of thing. So I just want to try to get our calendar so that it's clearly communicated to everyone what exactly it is on each day.
If you would look, for example, November 10th is yep. labeled as a grading day for 7 to 12. So those are the grading days okay. are on there.
I see that one. Yeah.
Okay. okay. And then right. it would go to December 8th is EC to 6th grading.
I'm sorry. Yep. So, yeah. Okay. So, I see it.
Yep. So perfect. I do have a hard copy of the calendar if anybody wants that versus the copy that you have.
Copy.
And the para day, what do you mean by para day? What is that?
So our paraprofessionals are contracted to work 3 less days in the year. So okay. we identify what those 3 days are. Under the new contract, we propose 5 days and they vote to select 3 of those days.
Okay. So,
so we have 5 currently marked.
And then they're going to pick which 3 they want off. And
finalize who would come off.
Okay. And they pick the days that they're going to have off. And what would, is there, some of the professional learning days have asterisks? Like the 22nd of May, an asterisk after professional learning day?
Usually that signifies the grading day for one group or the other. Okay. Or is it a
para
day? I'm sorry.
It says
para
day.
It says para day underneath of it. But yeah. I'll, that, so that, yeah. that's exactly.
Because it's not confirmed. So on the first page, he wrote okay. para day.
Okay.
Yep. Sorry.
And just for my own personal thing, can we not use white font on this? Because when you print it off in black and white without, you know, killing your whole color of cartridge, it the where like light blue and white both come out white. No, I'm too cheap for that. I have color ink. I'm just not gonna. It's a lot of paper. Gotcha.
So,
I'm getting paid for this. Okay, can't afford a color cartridge.
Can we provide? There's no.
No, no, I'm good. If, yeah. I wrote it. No, I wrote on there with by hand. It's fine. I'm just saying for future reference.
Where's Ashley?
It's yeah. fine. It's all good. I'm just was making a request for the next year.
Madam President, I move to table item 9.7, school calendar 2025-2026. Until the March Smyrna School Board meeting.
Second.
Does that interfere with when it has to be approved for it has to be the state?
So what would you like to happen between now and the next time you see it to the table here?
Yeah, those dates, the different things that we discussed being labeled like as well as we can and with the open houses and as much as we can on the calendar.
Just
it's all give a first
rate the dates, but kind of chicken and the egg. They wanted the calendar firm before they picked the dates.
You could do a first.
Well, this is the first reading. We can do a second reading.
Right. So we can add it between now and the second. That clarification.
And when is it due to the state?
Yeah, they give us a date of I think in April. But
so do we have to vote on it twice? Is that what the code says, or do we just do it? Oh, so that's what I'm saying. The states doesn't dictate. I didn't think so. I thought it was just kind of like, because the 1 year we just looked at it and we gave feedback and then we voted one time. And then I think last year we voted twice.
Well, it's nice to have it in front of the public.
Twice. Oh, absolutely.
So, sorry, I just want clarification and I apologize.
Yep.
The question about one day at the beginning, one day at the end, with the current contract, that 12th will be a grading day for everyone. So they need a second day to take care of their classroom stuff as well. So that would be a classroom day. So if we took away that day, we would have one day to do grading and the classroom and everything.
What 12th are you talking about?
He's on June.
He's talking about the last.
Sorry.
Oh, at the end.
Yeah.
Right. I talked about the 21st, why we couldn't take the second. But to add to lose. There's a couple things in play to answer the question. We cut our August days down significantly. We cannot cut any more of those just because, as you mentioned, there's 2 days. One of those is going to be a half day visitation at the schools as well. So that's only leaving a day and a half to do a lot of PD as it is.
Sure.
To go down to just half a day would be impossible for what the state requirements are. Does that make sense? So 5 days in August. Once you designate two of them for staff, that leaves 3 days. We would then get one to the building to do welcome to the building, staff meetings, that kind of stuff that you would need to do. And then seemingly the 28th, a half day for our families to come in and see their classrooms and visitations during the school day. Would only need a day and a half to train. But if we took away the 21st, we would have essentially a half day, which is, so this is just some of the tensions we talked about in our meeting. I'm just trying to relay them.
Yeah. Right. And the 22nd's blocked off because of the bank hours. Is that what what we're assuming at this moment?
Right. But even if I did put a day on that, stealing it from the end would then bind us again.
Yeah.
To say they get a grading day and then they don't get a classroom day. So it's like, those are some of the decisions that were made. And I just kind of want to get
said in the meeting. That's fine. I'm just looking at if I was a teacher or a 10-month employee, yeah, I'd see you on the 25th, right? Like, I'm not coming in for one day. And I mean, I don't blame them, right? Like, okay, I can make add an entire extra week of me not worrying about going back to work by using a day, which is, I mean, their prerogative, and actually better for the district because there's no students that day. But I just worry that your participation rate, you know, would be down. And if that's when you're planning your big, you know, the big welcome back and all that, here's what we're all excited about this year. Just where I'm coming from.
I understand what you're saying.
Days
you're tight on your days.
Right.
Unless you do this day, this day for the prep, this day's the welcome. These two would be visitation days.
That's what I'm saying.
There's like crunch.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess what I'm asking is, we worked through some of these problems, and this is what we came up. What would you like to see? I'm going back to my committee. Am I saying you do not want the 21st?
Oh, no, I'm fine with the 21st. I just, like, would we be better off adding a day there and another day there to eliminate the last day? I don't love the idea of going to the public and saying, hey, we're being fiscally responsible. We need more money. But there's two of the 35 weeks we're open, or 40 weeks we're open, where we're only really going to be open for one day. And we're going to fire these buildings up and we're going to get everything up and running. And it's just for a day.
Aren't the buildings already?
Not. I'm hoping the buildings aren't fired up with all the lights on and everything else and heating and cooling. And I mean, I understand that they're maintaining an appropriate level, but you push all those people in there in August when it's 100 degrees. And the building's going to heat up. Doors are open, everything else. Same thing with June. I'd love to. These are my thoughts, Ryan.
Yeah.
You know, I'd love to after you have time to process this, to hear your rebuttal. Just where I'm at. Great. Perfect.
The big thing that I'm looking for is labeling the days. Or like in the beginning of the year, those actual days in the classroom that are dedicated to that. And we won't have any professional learning or meetings or that. Like, let's label that stuff so that everyone's clear on what days those are.
Yeah.
And I would like, and when the open houses are going to be. Kudos on adding the day there at the end of winter break. I know from the feedback I'd gotten, even with the whole snow and ordeal after that, that was a very positive feedback. The staff really seemed to appreciate having that time to kind of get back in their room, get reset before the rush of kids post, you know, holiday break there. So I think that was a good ad last year. And I really like to see that, you know, I mean, it stuck around because all the feedback I got on that, even with the whole Snowmageddon thing afterwards, was very, very positive. So,
I will say the committee did a great job. One of the big asks was to get more student time because we've lost significant student days over the last 10 years, and trying to get it all done in a short amount of time has been very tough on them. We were able to add 3 student days back in by Zooming much of the days at the beginning of the year. So we're able to get more student time. Obviously, you know, time in classroom is always better education.
Absolutely.
So they've done a lot to trim it down to what they think is best for students. Teachers appreciate
having more time in a market period and trying to get it all done in less days. So I think that was an effort that we made this year that was just worth noting. There are three more days, student days this year, which should be less of a burden on our parents who have to find daycare and coverage when we have in service.
That's awesome. What are the hour requirements? I can't remember.
So the hour requirements for students for
1060. I don't remember seniors. For seniors. It is. What is it for seniors? Do you remember? Got it.
Yeah.
So 45 hours. You know, that snow day plus 6.5 hours of TV time and every 2 hour delay adds up.
Yeah.
And, you know, now that I'm making up the time so much with the virtual day council, I know there is talk of those virtual days aren't as meaningful, and some legislators don't want to count those going forward.
And the teachers, is it 188 is exactly the number?
188 and
Okay. And feel free to email. I mean, if you want to talk when you kind of get this looked at, I mean, I'm more than happy to sit down with you and, you know, and yeah, that's what I mean. Like afterwards.
I want to be clear on what the kind of feedback we get. So if we can talk after this and just make sure I get the key points.
Perfect.
Back to you with difficult.
Right. I just want to say, next committee, don't be afraid to use half one color, half another color.
Okay.
On the days of two different things that are happening for different
populations. Yeah.
All right. And ultimately, this color coding is really never forward facing on our website. It's generally a list. With a list of what's going on those days, but yeah.
I print this sucker out and keep it, and that's what I go off all year. I don't go looking for it on the website. I'm not gonna lie. Well, I guess I didn't realize that. I do, like I make notes on it for different things. Oh yeah. There you go.
So we have a motion on the table to table. The motion, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have a second on that motion.
Yes.
Do we have to do anything with the first motion?
You have to vote on this motion takes precedent over the main motion at the moment.
Okay. All right. Okay. So we will, is there any other questions or comments on the motion to table? Calendar.
And Ryan, if it gets tabled and then we don't have time in between the March and April meeting, we can do a first and final reading if need be.
And I think there's no problem. We'll be turning around and getting this team pretty quickly. Anyway.
Okay.
So I know
that
we can do that. Okay. It's 28 days. So 18th of March is the next one.
Yep. All right. Dr. Wilson, how do you vote?
I don't know. I think, it's first reading, so I can just go first reading and no need to table.
Fair enough.
Okay, Mr. Skuse?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mrs. Weber?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Now I have to do something with the first motion. Are we good?
Nope, it's all gone. It got tabled.
All right. Thank you. 9.8, change order for the new intermediate school.
Madam President, I move to approve item 9.8, change order for the new intermediate school as submitted.
Second.
All right, with the motion by Mr. Seuss, the second by Mr. Snow to approve 9.8 change order as submitted. Any questions or comments?
Just so everybody knows, and I will give Vernon Clendaniel credit. When they came over to talk to us about how things were going and everything, they did let us know. So this wasn't a surprise that essentially when we changed, not we, but when inflation changed the pricing, they're on a percentage scale. So all this is doing is superseding the previous vote we took when you guys hired them as architects, yada, yada, yada. The percentage, for the service remains the same, but because the price changed, we have to update the contract price to match this contract.
And this funding was already planned in the last
referendum.
So it is not anything new or would go and come from the contingency or anything like that.
Any other conversation? Dr. Wilson, how do you vote?
Aye.
Mr. Seuss?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mrs. Weber?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries. 9.9 change order for the Clayton Intermediate School.
Madam President, I move to approve item 9.9 change order for the Clayton Intermediate School as submitted.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Seuss, a second by Dr. Wilson to approve 9.9 change order for Clayton Intermediate School as submitted. Any questions or comments?
Yeah. So if you'll go to page labeled 1 of 2, but in our packet is 2 of 2, under remarks from Mike Notarange from Gipe Associates, it says material costs are within industry standards. However, the labor appears to be double what is expected for this work. So did they make a correction to the labor?
Yes. That $67,000 change order was it. I worked with Ralph and MBZ to get that number down, and we did a little bit of value engineering. Mr. Stover and I, alongside with Dave, we provided our recommendation to the districts because originally during the spec, it wasn't picked up by anybody. It wasn't noted by us as well. In finite detail. They put bag filters in the school for the filtration system to filter the chilled water, but there was no bypasses established. So when you go to service those filters, you have to shut the whole building down, drain off the majority of the system, and perform a service, fill it back up, and put the school back in service. So if an emergency happened during the school day, it would inhibit cooling and heating in the building. So putting a bypass in would allow us to still bypass the filters, but still have serviceability in the building for students in the additional space at home. So it's almost imperative. It should have been called out in the spec. It's something I asked for all the way through. Every branch leg in the building has valves and bypasses. So this is just maintaining continuity because it costs double to do it later. So it's a little bit cheaper.
So you've already corrected that. The original bid was in the 60s and now it's 37. So
it was like 67 on the 16,000.
Okay. Okay.
So talking with them over that, we changed a vast majority of material as well.
Okay.
That was an old notation that probably should have been removed by Geip, but they provided a new quote and that's what we're granted.
Great.
Alrighty. Dr. Wilson, how do you vote? Mr. Seuss?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mrs. Weber?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries.
And can I add something to that as well? Sure. This change order, yes, while it does seem expensive, we had a lot of press coming on this project, and we're still above our allowance money, and we haven't even touched our contingency money. So we're still in the positive by far. This was a necessity. We felt like this to make us department to be able to give the building serviceability.
Oh, no, the reasoning makes sense. Like I said, but we see the note, it says this labor bill is double what it should be. It's like, all right, we got to, we're going to have to question this one.
Moving on to item 9.10, the final notice of special election.
Madam President, I move to accept item 9.10 as submitted.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Snow, second by Ms. Weber to approve 9.10, the final notice of special election. Are there any questions or comments? Hearing none, how do you vote, Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mr. Seuss?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mrs. Weber?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Number item 10, board policy.
Madam President, I move to approve item 10.1 policy 2111, superintendent's second and final reading. That's it.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Seuss and second by Mr. Snow to approve the final reading of policy 2111. Superintendent, second reading. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, how do you vote, Ms. Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mr. Skews?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Ms. Weber?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. All right, policy 10.2, policy 4235, Title IX.
So this is a repeal of the Title IX policy that was approved by the board in August due to some changes in the guidance from the federal government. So we took our 2020 policy and revised that only in its format. Thank you. Talking a lot today. In the format. So thanks to Mrs. Robbins who did that for us. So it is again just a repeal and a return of the 2020 policy.
Madam President, I move that we approve the amended modified policy 4235 as submitted.
Second. Motion by Dr. Wilson, a second by Ms. Weber to approve item 10.2 policy 4235 as submitted. Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, how do you vote, Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mr. Skews?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mrs. Weber?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries.
Madam President, I move to approve item 10.3, 10.4, and 10.5 as submitted for the first reading.
Second.
With a motion by Mr. Skews and a second by Mr. Snow to approve item 10.3, 10.4, and 10.5 as submitted. Any questions or comments?
I just have one. Phil, could you run us real quick through the changes that'll be in the student code of conduct for each of these?
The last one will be 94, the state school firearm.
Okay.
Yeah, so Rosalie Morales has been helping with our code of conduct from the bed. And she noticed that we had come within our actual code of conduct form that 1994 was run for a school act, that it was something required. So she shot me over some language that APO just used, and I basically took some of the language from our actual policy of 51, 13. Mixed in that in there with the language from APO and sent it back to her. She said that's perfect. Exactly, it should be in there and put in the
okay. Madam President, I move to amend my motion to add to the end and final.
Second.
So the motion will read. Approve item 10.3, 10.4, 10.5 as the first and final read.
All right. Any other questions or comments?
So just for everybody's aware, essentially, we're not changing anything in the code of conduct. We're just updating some language in an appendix to make it compliant with state regs.
Mm-hmm. All right. Dr. Wilson, how do you vote? Mr. Skews?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mrs. Weber?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Okay. So 10.3, 10.4, and 10.5 again.
Mm-hmm. First and final.
Okay.
Yeah, first and final.
All right. So we're going to vote on the motion to approve 10.3, 10.4, and 10.5 as the first and final reading. Any other questions or comments? Hearing none. Dr. Wilson, how do you vote? Mr. Skews?
Aye.
Mr. Snell?
Aye.
Ms. Weber?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Okay. Still learning 24 years later. That's okay.
Need five more years, four more years.
No. Item 11, discussion. First up is 11.1 construction update.
Okay.
So ongoing construction projects, everyone's about to be showing up for board meetings. Each board meeting, we've been going through updates of what's happening, what's coming next, how we're moving on the new school, some pictures. We've been doing site visits with high school pathway students. I think we're going to try to branch out maybe in the next couple of months with some middle school students, get some engineering kids out there, and get some people on the ground. We've had really good turnout. It's been a good conversation, good questions. The students are getting them out there and engaged. I think getting involved in the classroom has been beneficial for everybody. So as Ms. Judy mentioned earlier, we have two active construction projects going on right now. One at George Martin, one at Place Intermediate, with a new intermediate school coming across the street from Sunnyside Elementary, and hopefully that's coming quick. So, North Smyrna, A2, who is the site contractor, Fusionberry, they're doing the exterior walls. They're all framed on areas A and C. You start to see the yellow dented glass exterior sheeting with waterproof membrane that is getting put up on the building. So if you drive past that, you're going to see exposed belt studs, motor steel work done. You're going to see that yellow sheeting on the exterior. Daniel Beasy, who is the site plumber on this job. They're in the process of installing overhead piping and making roof penetrations on the area AC. So that's the main entrance area in the new admin suite. RC Fab, that's the steel company. Erected all the steel on site. They're actually finishing up. They installed all the structural steel members. They're actually going to pull off site this week. They will be back once we're building a chiller wall in the back of the property, that's a full concrete block in masonry walls, where there's a couple pieces of structural steel that have to wait to the end. Let's come back and bring a smaller crane. So they're moving along. So what's next? Like I said, AU, they're going to continue on studying out exterior. We'll try to get some wind lock plans for the winter months. We will have to do it in time due to snow, ice, temperatures working outside. But we're still on schedule, we're still ahead of schedule, making good leeway. Agent Pay Burton is going to be putting this roof on the addition. March 1st, end of February, they're going to start having materials. We're going to mobilize. March 1st, we're going to start putting a roof on that section, AC. And hopefully, our site contractors that are doing the studying can keep ahead and keep moving so these guys can stay on path before this book. Then they're busy. As of today, they have some RTUs, rooftop units and chillers being delivered. Hopefully, the week of 224, they can start getting placed in that chiller yard wall. Keep them out along the way with the weather. Thompson & Sons, site contractor, is a very being kind of like an unstable job site right now because of all the weather we have received. These guys have pulled off site. They will be coming back to reach out the roadway, new stone, get everything freshened up. So hopefully we can get students out from North Carolina very soon to take a seat back. Make it a little more inhabitable for everybody. Blake Intermediate. This project is, I would consider, a good bit ahead of North Carolina's project. Wilson Masonry, they were able to construct a sealed plastic area for the locker rooms and heat it. So they've been able to continue working, which has helped us maintain our schedule. But they are doing CMU walls on the second floor of that structure. And then they're actually working in area B, which is the locker room, getting everything established in there because that does have showers coming in middle school. Definitely busy, same plumber on this contractor as well. They've installed most of the first floor plumbing, bathroom fit outs and rough ins. They're on the second floor now, also doing area B and working on the mechanical room. NEC is the site contractor. They're doing exterior studding. They started out framing out windows between window sills and headers. They're continuing studying on area B now, basically started in the locker room. So they're getting that tightened up and then getting ready to make the way over to area C, which is actually our cafeteria. Violet, Electric. They are the electricians on this job site. They are starting to do rough-ins in all areas of Area A, first floor, second floor, done temporary lighting for us, as well as locking of areas. What's next? So Blue Heron, they're the ones that have poured the slab, they poured our floors, they've done all the concrete flat work on this job. They're preparing to pour concrete. We have to have favorable conditions. There's still some areas need to tighten up, so we can keep moving mechanically. We're just waiting for more favorable temperatures to get them back on site. So hopefully we can get some temps in the 40s in the next couple of weeks to get that guys back. NEC, like I said, they're going to continue framing. You can kind of see, I apologize, a little bit more back here, but the picture, kind of see that front radius starting to take place when they're going to make the connection point to the building. They're in the process of building their curb wall where they make the connection to that stair tower at Clayton Intermediate. Bollock's going to continue doing rough-ins on the second floor, and Degley and Beasy will continue. They're working in the boiler room now, and now that we have that approved change order, they'll be able to install the bag filter bypass. They have some in-stock work to stay ahead of schedule on all the schedule. New intermediate school, hot topic here. So we have a good deal of our approvals. DOE, we've already received their approval. Fire marshal for the building and the site plan, we've received their approval. We received the approval of the Office of Drinking Water, DENREC. We've received their comments. We've resubmitted their comments. So we're still working through those. Town of Smyrna issued comments yesterday to us. There was only five. They should only take about a half hour to complete, so we should be issued that approval very soon. DelDOT, we're still working with DelDOT. I've been in communication with them. They're working through some things as far as the detour plans go. The traffic circles have been a little hemmed up for what's going to happen on Sunnyside and Rapid Chase. Doesn't necessarily affect us. It affects the flow of traffic on the site and getting to Sunnyside Elementary, so that's something that we need to kind of pay attention to. And then OMB. So we can't make a submission to OMB until we have that final DENREC approval. I'm hoping for that DENREC approval to come through soon. And I've been in contact with OMB, thanks for the help of Ms. Robbins. We've worked through some struggles that we've had making submission, but we've made great strides there. So still maintaining our, I would say, end of March bid at the break. So as I mentioned, we've been doing these site visits with high school students, different pathways, various pathways, invited community members out there, board members, so getting them out there, getting engaged, and asking questions, it's great hands-on information that they take back to the classroom. And speak about. It's been very rewarding to be part of that. I know our site contractors enjoy it as well. So to try to get some more kids and get them engaged, I think it's important because they are our future. So we have initial talks. There's a lot going on inside the building right now that are kind of hazards. So hopefully by the end of March, we can plan our next site visit, early part of April, get some favorable weather, get back out there. Like I said, it's pretty rewarding to get them out there. See the project go on. As I mentioned, a part of this presentation is to be completely transparent to the public. These are their projects as well. They're helping fund these. So we listed all the change orders to date that we've had that have been approved. This is kind of a slow process with change orders that have to go from the contractor to the subcontractor, back to the A&E team, and then back to me for approval. So like I said, there are some later dates on there, but we are still barely have touched our allowance money for North Smyrna. We're still in the positive because we've been able to change some things on the Clayton project that benefit the building better than we expect, and then the allowance money to come back to us again. So we've been able to withstand some of these change orders on both projects with some allowance money that we've saved by value engineering products. like you said, it's kind of seeing the blue line, so I apologize for the distance away that the screen is, but it highlights out there's some large credit that we've received on the Plates project that have kind of helped carry us through so we're not getting any more savings space. Last couple of slides here, don't want to bore you, just some photos of both projects, some of these student visits, interacting with them. We do usually 2 or 3 a day when we do these. Here's the interior of the plane. So you're looking down a corridor right now. It's going to be the first little hallway. The first picture to your left is going to be a science classroom. You can kind of see they started to top out some of these studs. You have studs on the exterior, so the interior of your corridors. They're going to be where your lockers go. To the right, you kind of start to see ductwork starting to get installed, topping out. What I mean by topping out is it's a moisture-resistant drywall that's fire-rated, that's above ceiling, so it drops ceiling like this. It keeps their, God forbid there was ever a fire in a classroom, usually keeps it contained. It has a fire-coated and fire-rated. Some exterior shots. Like I said, the first one to your left is the radius. Where it's going to make the connection points to the building with the addition of classrooms to the back. The picture to the right is the back stair tower. In the back, that's school. You can kind of see a locker room in the background, kind of hard to depict on this screen. The North Smyrna project, the first picture to your left is a picture standing in where we're going to have glass doors leading out to the courtyard area. So it's going to be completely sealed off. The building is going to maybe U shape and connect back to itself. It's going to be a safe and secure corridor for these students to go outside and breathe during the day or do whatever they want to do. Backside, that right picture is the backside of the property. There's a roadway in there. It's going to be a fire lane established. The back doors will lead out to the pasture area, playground area. Starting to take shape. It's going to be a very modern spin on that building. A lot of different roof levels, a lot of different architecture compared to what's there now. North Smyrna, again, the left side, you're kind of looking out towards where the new admin suite is going to be. The picture on the right is going to be the new main entrance coming in. We've got golden ceilings, going to have a vestibule sealed off. Like I said, there's a lot of architecture going on, depending on cloud ceilings, which somebody really likes to share. And that's all I got for that, guys.
Thank you.
Mr. Marvel.
Yes, sir.
To sum it up, we can say that, knock on wood, we're on time and on budget on the project.
Yes.
What is that fair to say?
Ahead of schedule and we're on the better side of North Smyrna. We're still, we've beaten into our allowance a little bit. Clayton, we're ahead of schedule and ahead of budget. So,
awesome.
We have more time to start.
Awesome.
That's my goal. Keep it there. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right, the next item on the agenda is 11.2 impact fees.
Okay, we can just say for that that we are in the process of working with Fisher Bice on the impact fees and reaching out to all of our different, you know, the town of Smyrna, the town of Clayton, and Levy Court as well. And I had a meeting with town of Smyrna last night.
All right, thank you. Moving on to 12 personnel.
Madam President, I move to approve items 12.1 through 12.10 as submitted.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Skews, the second by Ms. Weber to approve items 12.1 through 12.10 as submitted. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, how do you vote? Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mr. Skews?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Ms. Weber?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Next thing on our agenda is for information, leave of absence. We have no student matters. 15 is also for information only. That's not a voting item. All right.
Madam President, I move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Skews, the second by Mr. Snow to adjourn the meeting. Any questions or comments? Dr. Wilson? Mr. Skews?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mrs. Weber?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Declared meeting. Adjourned.
Adjourned. Adjourned.
Mm-hmm.